ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A day after President Biden offered a proposal about a permanent end to the fighting in Gaza, an Israeli government official says Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was not informed about it ahead of time. And Netanyahu is saying that Israel will not agree unless its conditions are met. This is today, another weekly protest against Netanyahu and his government, calling for new elections and for the release of the hostages that Hamas is holding. Boeing Starliner spacecraft was supposed to be by now on its way to the International Space Station. Instead, still sitting on the launch pad. Today's blast-off scrub, computer problems on the ground. They're going to try again tomorrow. Idaho doomsday cult leader Chad Daybell sentenced to death today for killing his first wife and two of his second wife's children. His co-defendant Lori Vallow is serving life in prison without parole for the murders, including two of her children. This is ABC News. The Texas Supreme Court unanimously rejecting a challenge to the state's near total abortion ban. The ruling in response to a lawsuit by two doctors and 20 women who say they were denied abortions despite dangerous and potentially life-threatening pregnancy complications. Critics of the ruling say it doesn't offer clarity over when abortions are permitted. Zero down mortgages are coming back, attracting first-time home buyers who may struggle with that big initial down payment. ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
The lender United Wholesale Mortgage letting qualified buyers purchase a home without putting any money down. And with rising home prices and mortgage rates now back above 7%, it's grabbing lots of attention. Since launching the 0% down purchase plan 2 weeks ago, the lenders received over 2,000 loan applications.
The loans may remind some people of the subprime mortgage crisis that sparked the Great Recession in 2008, but this time, lenders say strict underwriting guidelines are meant to protect banks and consumers. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Good afternoon. WRCO News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. The forecast for tonight, partly cloudy and fog possible, a low of 54. Sunday, partly sunny and warmer, a high of 80. And Monday, near 80 with scattered showers likely. In Richland Center, today's high, with the temperature at 58 early on in the morning, has been 66. We have picked up 61/100ths of an inch of rain today.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO News. Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby at North Park Pond, hosted by the Richland Center Police and Parks and Recreation Department, was rescheduled to tomorrow morning. This is a free family event where you can have fun fishing while meeting your local officers and Recreation Department staff. There will be door prizes, giveaways, and awards for the largest, smallest, and most fish caught. Children 18 and under, accompanied by an adult, are eligible. Each participant should bring their own fishing tackle and bait. Registration will be held from 8 until 8:30 tomorrow morning, fishing from 8:30 until 10. Awards and prizes will be distributed from 10 until 10:30 for the Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby at North Park Pond Sunday, again rescheduled from today because of the wet weather. This is also Wisconsin's free fishing weekend, so fishing licenses are not required. Catch and release fishing is encouraged. Motorists are advised starting Monday, Richland County Highway I in Westford Township and Willow Township will be closed for culvert replacement. This closure will be from County Highway II to Highway 58. The road will be impassable from Hawkins Creek Road to Z. Scott Hill Road. The rest of the County Highway I area will remain open to local traffic. It is anticipated to remain closed from June 3rd through June 13th due to the severity of the structure and the amount of work to replace it. Road construction in Sauk County will cause the closure of two county highways for an extended period of time. Sauk County Highway Double H between County Highway H and the Juneau County line will be closed starting Monday through June 30th. Sauk County Highway BD at the North Reedsburg Road intersection will be closed to traffic starting on Monday through Friday, August 16th. The Richland County Historical Society is preparing for the 2024 summer season. The Aikie School Museum will be open for the summer Sunday and will be open each Sunday, June, July, August, and September from 1 until 4. Two improvements being completed this spring are signs and the painting of the building. Two local Richland Center High School graduates, Sam Bosworth and Ashton Wallace, have their own painting business, Boswell. They have been contracted for the painting job. A new weatherproof sign replaces the wood one that was there for many years. Also added is an information sign with a brief description of the Aikie School Museum. The agricultural exhibit project is underway and will be developing throughout the summer with the opportunity to add to this annually. It is a representation of the connection between rural one-room schools and the common economy of the area during that time period. The board of directors would like to hear from you if there is a piece of machinery that you have and may want to donate to the exhibit. Monetary donations for the project are also appreciated. Consider becoming a member and receiving the triannual Aikie Breaky newsletter mailed in January, April, and October. Membership has grown to over 150 as both lifetime and new members are being added. Next year in 2025 will mark the 50th year as the anniversary of the Bicentennial Project from 1975 with the opening of the museum July 4th, 1976. You're also invited to listen for History Moments on WRCO Radio each Thursday during the news at noon and Sunday's news at both 8 and noon. As summer approaches, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages all ATV-UTV riders to complete an ATV safety certification course before they hit the trails. In 2023, there were nearly 300 ATV-UTV crashes in Wisconsin, and there have already been 12 fatal crashes in the state so far this year. Crashes can happen to anyone. Always follow basic off-road vehicle safety to mitigate the risk of a crash or fatal incident. This includes staying sober, wearing a helmet, using a UTV seatbelt, and taking an ATV safety course. Although a safety course is recommended for riders of all ages, Wisconsin law requires ATV and UTV operators born on or before January 1st of 1988 were at least 12 years old for an ATV and at least 16 years old for UTV must complete an ATV safety certification course to operate in Wisconsin, except on private property owned by the operator's immediate family. These safety courses can be taken online or in person and are the first step in preventing crashes. A list of approved safety education classes is available on the DNR Safety Education webpage. For more information on ATV and UTV recreation in Wisconsin, visit the DNR's ATV-UTV Riding in Wisconsin webpage. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation, WisDOT, Division of Motor Vehicles, has the best ID card, according to an international association of the global card manufacturing industry. Wisconsin's Real ID over 21 driver's license received the Award of Excellence from the International Card Manufacturers Association for its incorporation of stunning and familiar imagery, including the Wisconsin State Capitol and state flag, in a highly secure design. Wisconsin DMV debuted this innovative design on driver licenses and ID cards in June of 2023. The new cards offer distinctive artistic features, including the handcrafted artwork of key Wisconsin symbols, transparent windows visible on the card's right edge and back bottom edge allow the clear ribbon to flow right off of the edge of the card. This exclusive design is integrated with cardholder data. Wisconsin was the first state to have this unique security element. Wisconsin DMV worked with CBN Secure Technologies Incorporated to design and integrate the next generation of updated security features with new custom design elements. Beyond the artistry of the card, the manufacturing process also delivers a card with enhanced security, counterfeit resistance, and easier authentication. It's senior market voucher time as well. The SFMNP offers eligible low-income seniors the opportunity to buy fresh, locally grown fruits, vegetables, and herbs from certified farmers. The goals are to provide fresh, nutritious, unprepared fruits, vegetables, and herbs from farmers' markets and roadside stands to low-income seniors, and to increase the consumption of agricultural commodities by expanding or aiding in the expansion of farmers' markets and roadside stands. An eligible person is a Richland County resident, age 60 or older, or a Native American age 55 years or older and meets the income requirements. Individual, $2,322 a month or $3,152 a month for a couple. Applicants may be required to provide proof of age and household income. Enrolled seniors will receive vouchers worth $45 per qualifying individual, which are good through October 31st. These vouchers may be used to purchase locally grown fresh fruits, vegetables, and herbs at approved farmers markets or roadside stands. Vouchers cannot be given out until now. Vouchers will be distributed on set dates, times, and locations during the month of June. If you are a homebound person or unable to get to a distribution site, you may assign an authorized representative on your behalf. Contact ADRC of Richland County at 608-647-4616 and ask to speak with Tanya for more information. For info on riding the bus into Richland Center, call 608-647-4616.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is. And it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry. Offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
In today's vital statistics, Dorothy Ann Miller, 90, of Boscobel, died Wednesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A funeral service will be held at 1 o'clock Monday at the Backroads Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at the Backroads Church Sunday from 3 until 6, and again Monday from noon until the service time at 1. The Kendall Funeral Service of Boscobel is assisting the family with arrangements for Dorothy Ann Miller, 90, of Boscobel. Constance Ann Stoltz, 92, of Richland Center, died at Harvest Guest Home. A celebration of life will be held Monday at 4 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Monday from 2 p.m. until the service time at 4. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family. Constance Ann Diedrich Stoltz, 92, of Richland Center. Sean Michael Rapinski, age 52, died November 6, 2023. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Tuesday from 10 until 10:45. A graveside service will follow at the Richland Center Cemetery. Sean Michael Rapinski, age 52. Lonnie R. Ewing, 66, of Lone Rock, died suddenly Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held on Tuesday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Button Cemetery. Friends may call to the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Tuesday from 9 until the time of the services at 11. Lonnie R. Ewing, 66, of Lone Rock. And David Leon Jewell, 70, of Madison, formerly of Richland Center, died May 25th. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with their arrangements. For David Leon Jewell, 70, of Madison, formerly of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. I hope you stayed dry out there today. With a soggy start and a few scattered sprinkles trailing behind it, the clouds are finally starting to clear. With some sunspots out there, it's starting to look a little nicer. As the skies clear overnight and the winds stay calm, low temperatures fall to the mid-50s, and we could be waking up in a cloud of fog. Don't worry, though. It'll be burned off by 9 o'clock in the morning and give way to abundant sunshine and some summer-like heat. We're going to get much warmer, getting about 10 degrees warmer than we got today and soaring back to the low 80s. Get outside and enjoy it, because we are going to get drenched early next week. As soon as Monday, go figure, to start the work week off, it will be mainly cloudy with scattered showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, especially as we push into the afternoon. High temperatures will tap the upper 70s to low 80s and winds will be out of the south. And as of right now, we're looking at around a quarter of an inch of rainfall. But it doesn't stop there. Another half an inch to an inch is possible on Tuesday. And this is because we're going to be sitting in a much warmer, muggier, and humid air mass that has the potential to drop some more rainfall. In fact, highs on Tuesday are going to spike to the mid-80s. And you're going to feel the humidity. It's going to be sticky. Breezy too, with winds pumping in from the south. And not too bad of a start. But once the system strikes, we are looking at the potential for some strong to potentially severe thunderstorms, most likely arriving by the afternoon and into the evening. However, as that pushes out of here, Wednesday, a few spin-around showers are definitely possible to sprinkle in throughout our afternoon. We'll be under a mix of sun, clouds, showers, breezy winds, and cooler temperatures. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 65 degrees. That follows the daytime high today, which was 66. Yesterday's high was a bit warmer, 79 degrees. This morning, a little bit of rain in the early part, but then most of it came around the later morning hours to early afternoon. We picked up 61 one-hundredths of an inch today. In the record books, record high 100 in 1934. Record low 33 in 1992. Last year's high, 87, and the low, 61. Sunset will happen at 8:35 tonight. Sunrise time, 5:24, coming up for tomorrow morning. The air is calm right now. The barometer is at 29.93. And again, 61 one-hundredths of an inch of rain today. It is 65 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
You can't Wither Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO Sports Booster Club. In a moment, we'll take a look at State Track, which is wrapping up in La Crosse this afternoon.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
WIA State Track and Field Meet wrapped up on Saturday after a rain delay, and here's how some of the local and area athletes did. Tim Bailey of Riverdale, one of the top finishers, he finished second with a time of 11:12 in the boys' 100-meter dash. Clayton Lee of Ithaca finished 10th in the 1,600-meter run. Cameron Hogan of Boscobel was 15th in the boys' pole vault competition for Division III, and Adric Egge of Kickapoo finished 8th in the 400-meter run. Adric was 9th in the individual preliminaries, and then Arlen Walter of Kickapoo Lafarge finished 12th and not in the running for the finals. The boys' 4x8 from Kickapoo Lafarge was 11th overall. Sam Miller, Landon Turgeson, Brecken Miller, and Arlen Walter. In the triple jump, Carter Emler, North Crawford was 11th. Gavin Temling of North Crawford finished 8th in the shot put competition. And Alex Morga, North Crawford, 11th in the boys' discus throw. Malachi Fretz of Richland Center was 11th in the boys' 1,600-meter run, a time of 4:25.79. And Gabe Davis of Boscobel finished 10th in the 800-meter run for Division III. And Tim Bailey was 2nd in the 200 for Riverdale in running on Saturday with a time of 21:99. Girls' state track results included in the girls' 800-meter run. Kaylee Peterson of Ithaca Weston finished 4th with a time of 2:17.38. Nora Gilson of Boscobel 7th, 2:17.94 was her time. The girls' 4x1 relay team for Ithaca Weston in the preliminaries finished 11th on Friday. Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Tristan Peterson, and Kaylee Peterson anchor that for Ithaca Weston. In the girls' high jump results, Kaylee Miller of Ithaca Weston finished 11th on Friday, and Kaylee Carter of Riverdale was 11th in the pole vault competition Saturday morning. Aaliyah Kleesner Boscobel was 8th in the 1,600-meter run. Boscobel's 4x8 girls were 2nd with a time of 9:43.54. Nora Gilson, Maddie Kinnett, Aubrey Seep, along with Aaliyah Kleesner. Kickapoo Lafarge with a 4x2 relay team that finished 6th. Jewel Kleinsaucer, also Ava Young, Morgan Wheatonen, and Katie Rando. Danica Pauls of Richland Center was 11th in the pole vault competition. Katie Rando of Kickapoo Lafarge finished 16th in the preliminary on Friday. It was Aaliyah Kleesner of Boscobel taking 8th in the girls' 3,200-meter run. And Kickapoo Lafarge's 4x4 relay team was 6th. That team was made up of Katie Rando, Morgan Wheatonen, Autumn Jacks, and Jaden Snagel.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
Also in sports today, the WIA Girls Soccer Regional Finals are happening. Among the area teams, Edgewood was a winner over Dodgeville Mineral Point 3-1, Evansville 3-2 over Mount Horeb. And also River Valley plays Lodi in area girls soccer tonight. Adams Friendship is also facing Assumption. In hometown baseball news, games coming up on Sunday include Mesa Mania at Ashton, Black Earth at Wisconsin Dells, Plain at Cross Plains, and Reedsburg at Middleton. Sauk Prairie is at Cazenovia. In the western section, Argyle at Belleville, Hollandale at Scholesburg-Benton, Wyota at Ridgeway, Arena plays at Blanchardville, and Dodgeville at Muscadet. We'll have the game tomorrow on the radio, Dodgeville at Muscadet. Manager Terry Zebarth talked this week about what the Mudcats need to do well.
We get the base runners on. We have to put the ball in play and get those runners in. We've ran way too many runners, and if we can get those runners in, we'll be competitive with anybody.
And Terry talked about Sunday's opponent.
Yeah, Dodgeville is always traditionally competitive and right up there. So we're looking forward to the game. I feel that we've got our players in line right now, and it'll be interesting to see how we do.
Pre-game time, 12:45 tomorrow on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Christian Yelich with five of Milwaukee's 23 hits last night. The Brewers pulled away for a 12-5 victory over the White Sox to kick off the series. Today, the Brewers are taking on Chicago. The game is in the top of the eighth, and the Brewers have come back to tie it. It is 3-3, Brewers and the White Sox. First baseman Rhys Hoskins has been activated 3 days before the Brewers play in Philadelphia against his former team. Hoskins went on the list May 14th with a right hamstring strain. Brewer principal owner Mark Attanasio acknowledged it's too soon in the season to celebrate, but offered plenty of praise for how new manager Pat Murphy navigated the first 2 months of the season while dealing with numerous injuries. The Brewers entered Friday with a 5-game lead in the NL Central, and they're also without 2-time All-Star closer Devin Williams, 2-time All-Star pitcher Brandon Woodruff, pitcher Wade Miley, and also Christian Yelich and Rhys Hoskins spent some time on the disabled list. Ashton Wilson doubled 3 times and hit his first home run for Florida, and the Gators opened the NCAA Stillwater Regional with a 5-2 victory over Nebraska. Brock Tibbetts had 3 hits, including a 2-run home run and a 2-run double, and the Indiana Hoosiers routed the 2-time Sun Belt Conference champion Southern Mississippi Golden Eagles 10-4 in their NCAA Division I baseball tournament game today. Kelsey Mitchell scored 18 in action that was held today. Caitlin Clark had 11 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists to help the Indiana Fever win their first home game of the season by a score of 71-70. As he's trying to race his way into the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs, Chase Briscoe now faces a fresh challenge with the potential for his Stewart Haas racing team to deteriorate around him. Owners Tony Stewart and Gene Haas announced this week that the four-team garage would cease operations at the end of the season, leaving the future up in the air for Briscoe and other teammates. That's an update on sports for a Saturday, June 1st. I'm Phil Nee.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission Bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Our Retro Saturday continues. The Backtracking Show is coming up next, followed by tonight's edition of Those Were the Days. We hope you're having a great Saturday. Take the wheel to a world of adventure at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. UTVs and ATVs, snowmobiles and timber sleds, slingshots, hardworking Mahindra tractors, and so much more. You'll find it all at Jay's Power Center. Jay's mission is to provide a fantastic selection of top brands with the best buying experience and customer support. They service all makes and models with reasonable pickup and delivery
delivery services available. Visit jayspowercenter.com or better yet, experience it in person at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
Jay's Power Center, our sponsor for the Backtracking Show on a Saturday. Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another Backtracking Show as we check out some of the highlights of this week during the 70s and 80s. I'm Phil Nee. Hello again, everyone. And it is time for us to flash back with some big hits that you may remember. And if not, well, refresh your memory a little bit here tonight. With WRCO's Backtracking Show, we kick it off with a cut from 1979 that made it all the way to number one from an album called Spirits Having Flown, the Bee Gees. The Brothers Gibb on WRCO, number one music in 1979. Next up, a song that was a big song back in the 1960s for the Supremes. Also, there was a version recorded by the Vanilla Fudge, a slowed-down, really bluesy, psychedelic rock version of it. And then this song went all the way to number one in 1987 for Kim Wilde, You Keep Me Hanging On. Backtracking to early June of the 70s and 80s. Our pregame show continues for Those Were the Days, which comes up after 6 o'clock. From An Evening with John Denver, number one music from this weekend in 1975.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in a sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's set low, pull out my fiddle and I'm rosin' up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a kinda low. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a riddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Hungry fool. Rather have my fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah. Till the day he died, took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said to live a good life, play my fiddle with pride. Thank God, oh, a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle. Taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God, I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle.
Very much. The Backtracking Show continues in just a moment here on WRCO FM 100.9. It's that time of year again. Join the Richland County Farm Women for the 43rd Annual Dairy Breakfast Sunday, June 9th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Huff Nelson's Dairy Farm, 25560 Huffman Lane, Richland Center. Enjoy a delicious dairy meal for just $5 per person. The all-you-can-eat menu includes pancakes, sausage links, applesauce, cottage cheese, cheese curds, yogurt, string cheese, sliced cheeses, ice cream, coffee and milk, both chocolate and white. Serving is from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Parking available in the hayfield or catch a ride from Ithaca High School. Solid ground handicap parking is also available on the farm. The Richland County Farm Women hope to serve you Sunday, June 9th, and remind you to serve your family dairy every day. For more details, visit their website or Facebook. See you at the Richland County Dairy Breakfast, June 9th.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. One spring break while I was in college, a cross-country teammate and I decided to hitchhike to the Florida Keys and back to our college in southern Illinois. We made it to Key West and were on our way back when nightfall came upon us, so we camped overnight on a beach between two of the islands. In the morning, we decided to go for a swim before taking off on our hike again. What we discovered is that there is a strong current flowing from the Gulf of Mexico into the Atlantic Ocean between the islands. When we realized that, we were already about 300 or 400 yards offshore into the ocean and were being drawn away. Because I'm speaking to you now, you know that we made it back to shore, but there were moments of uncertainty and maybe a little panic. That's the way it can be in our walk with Christ. If we aren't intent on moving forward with Him, we can easily drift away. If we aren't actively building our relationship with Him, we can easily lose sight. The Apostle Paul said, "One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Brothers and sisters, keep moving forward. As children of the living God, be in a full relationship with Him, reading and meditating on His Word and talking with Him continually. Then you will not be in danger of drifting.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
A reminder from WRCO, the Spring Fish Boil at Call Community Park is happening from now until 8. Cost of the meal, $15 per person, 7 for children and 12 and younger. Also have dinner and stay for the music. Jana and the Junkyard Dogs playing tonight at Call Park in Bear Valley. A reminder from the community calendar on WRCO. It is currently 66 degrees. We're back up to our high for the day today. Coming up, more of the Backtracking Show. It is sponsored by Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is a one-stop power sports center with a commitment to quality customer service. It starts when you step in the door, and it never ends as long as you're a customer. From a snowblower to clear a short in-town driveway, to a UTV to enjoy a ride with family and friends, to a new Polaris slingshot, Triumph motorcycle, or hard-working Mahindra tractor, and a whole lot more, Jay's Power Center is a one-stop shop. Visit jayspowercenter.com or stop in today at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
What does she get for all the love she gave you? There on the ladder of regret.
Mighty river, give her all she gets. What does she get for all the
daytime, nighttime suffering.
Now, it's been a while since we played that one on the Backtracking Show. Paul McCartney, and that was a B-side, but it got a lot of airplay back there in 1978-79. It was the flip side for the hit song Good Night Tonight. But, and again, a lot of DJs flipped it over. I remember hearing it on the radio a lot back then. So we backtrack and reminisce here on WRCO and check out more headlines from the music. 1977, KC and the Sunshine Band top the Cashbox bestsellers chart with I'm Your Boogeyman. The record did very well across the land, and we remember it well on the Backtracking Show. Casey and the Sunshine Band right there, and I'm your boogeyman. Well, we've had some fun backtrack, and there's more reminiscing fun coming up after 6 here as well on WRCO. It was 1989 this weekend when Benny Mardonis accomplished the rare feat of having a song re-enter the U.S. chart long after it had fallen off. Into the Night went to number 11 when it was originally released in 1980. and a newly recorded version landed at number 20 9 years later. Other records that have done that on the charts include The Twist by Chubby Checker, The Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett, and Wipeout by Safaris. Betty Mardones had that rare feat going in 1989. Backtracking show. Chart data taken from Joel Whitburn's Record Research in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll go back and reminisce from the 70s and 80s and some chart moments as well again next Saturday at 5:30 on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned reliable fuel delivery business, whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial. Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15%.